I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now is Ambassador John Bolton, who we absolutely love and adore. I do. I just love you. And for those of you who do not know, John Bolton has PAC. Did you know that? He has the John Bolton PAC actually named after him. And not only that, he has the John Bolton Super PAC.
This is so I can remember the name. Is that why? Important, yeah.
Except one is super and one is just a pack.
It's needed enough to have a pack, but a super pack.
He raised millions for pro-security candidates. Mm. And also, he has a speech today, 220.
Yep.
That's right here at CPAC. I have to know, I am dying to know, what is your role going to be in the administration? You have to be in the administration. I mean, it just wouldn't be a Trump administration without John Bolton.
Well, I don't know. If you hear anything, let me know.
Well, let me follow up on
You're going to be in.
Because the president, when he was looking at national security advisors, you went and had a little conversation with him, did you not?
I did indeed.
How did that go?
It was a wonderful conversation.
Yeah?
And that's about as much as I'm going to say about it.
But at the end of it all, I think I saw that the president said that John Bolton will find something else. He'll be doing something else with us in the administration. It was very vague, but can you put any details around what that might be?
No, and you know, I didn't marry my childhood sweetheart either, so it's there's a lot of vagueness out there. Look, I'm going to continue, and this is what my speech is going to be about today, talking about conservative foreign policy principles, and we'll see what happens.
Just to follow up quickly, how do you feel about how it shaped up after the departure of General Flynn?
Well, H.R. McMaster wrote a classic book on civil-military relations. Called The Dereliction of Duty, about the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam. And he's obviously an experienced senior military officer. I wish him all the best.
Do you see that Donald Trump, President Trump, loosening the reins on the military and giving them more freedom to the people in charge to run that branch of the government as they see fit and being more of a hands-off commander-in-chief?
Well, I think he's definitely going to limit what the National Security Council staff did in the Obama administration. There's story after story of some junior staffer calling up a combatant commander in Afghanistan and saying, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? Way, way out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Really, they had the National Security Council being operational in ways that we haven't seen really since Iran-Contra, which was very dangerous. So I think the next big step is that the president asked the Pentagon to review the battle plans to destroy ISIS, which the Obama administration has been sort of slow rolling for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
It's clearly a high priority for the president. He mentioned it over and over again during the campaign. So when the Pentagon review is concluded, then we'll see really what goes forward there.
You've been quoted as saying, if the country's not safe, everything else is secondary.
Right.
And that's very wise. But is the country safe right now with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals interfering with the president's immigration order?
No, not it's really not. And I think, if I may say, the mainstream media has really messed this story up. Look, fundamentally what the court said, and you could hear it if you listened to the oral argument, and it's apparent in the opinion, they say, what is the proof that these seven countries are sources of terrorism, as if they have anything to say about it? It is literally, as we say in legal terms, beyond judicial competence to talk about national security matters. But just as, for instance, Iran has been on the list of state sponsors of terrorism for three decades. How's that for an indication, Mr. Judge, that this is a problem? So the circumscription of the president's executive authority in national security is really the worst part of that opinion.
Yeah. But my guess when I hear these things, I get very frustrated because you're saying what so many people have said to us, and they've told us that they went way beyond judicial discretion. But how do you rein that in? There's no one to slap that down unless you take it to the Supremes, and that can take years.
Yeah. Well, plus you've got the one vacancy, obviously, now when Neil Gorsuch is confirmed. But he'll simply, duplicate what Nino Scalia would have voted. There's really, the next question is, who's the next Supreme Court justice to retire? So the answer to your question is appoint a majority on the Supreme Court, and while we're at it, fill a couple hundred judicial vacancies that are now open.
You can't stop the Ninth from constantly making these decisions and overreaches and then being overturned.
Well, there are a lot of ideas about how to divide the Ninth Circuit
up. Yes, into the 12th.
And, when I worked for Ed Meese back in the Reagan administration, we looked at it back then, too. Unfortunately, we didn't do anything, but I think it's about time. I really do.
They're very big.
You can minimize their impact, maybe have the Ninth Circuit only be California, and free the rest of the states that are trapped in it now.
All right, Sue, 220, you take the stage. What will be the major theme of your speech?
Well, I want to say that for conservatives, I think we've got to continue to pursue a principled foreign policy based on American interest and to call them as we see them over the next 4 years. And I'll talk a little bit about what I think the big threats are, the continuing threat of terrorism we just discussed, nuclear proliferation from Iran and North Korea. We've got a rogue state in North Korea where the head of it just assassinated his brother-in-law.
Yeah, how about that?
Using VX nerve.
It?
Well, undoubtedly, it didn't happen by accident. Using VX nerve agent, a chemical weapon.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then you've got Russia and China to deal with. So it's going to be a very full agenda, and I think it's important we stick with our principles.
Tell me something, and I don't want you to talk about what the president said to you in his conversation, but I have seen time and time again, people go into that Oval Office and have a meeting with the president, and they have one opinion. When they come out, they seem to have been persuaded by the guy. Goes on in this? What kind of charm does he exhibit in these private meetings?
Well, I think he's got real persuasive skills. I think that's why the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal knows how to do it. But in the remarks he made when he was announcing General McMaster's, the nicest thing he said was, there are a lot of John's views I agree very much with.
Yeah.
I bet that caused a few heads to explode.
Well, yeah, but he's not afraid to say that.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's great.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. And, you
absolutely.
Know, and please stay in touch, even if you do eventually find your way into that administration job. And, come back to us anytime you have something to say.
I will do it anytime, wherever I am.
We love having you on the show.
Great to be
absolutely.
With you.
Yeah.
Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador, joining us here live at CPAC.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.